Welcome to a new episode of our Zano Animal Podcast. Today we're talking about a topic that keeps causing heated debates among horse owners. How do I reward my horse properly? Treats or wither scratches or training breaks? And why do people argue so fiercely about this anyway? It's as so often not really an either-or topic, but more of a both-and. And the world is, as we know, rarely black and white. Usually it's pretty colorful. Before we look at which reward is better, we need to take a step back and think about what we're actually doing when we work with our horses. What happens during training, during daily handling, when we practice loading or picking up hooves and things like that. Basically, we're all constantly doing operant conditioning, whether we realize it or not. Now, that sounds very scientific at first, but the principle is actually quite simple. Desired behavior gets rewarded, undesired behavior gets punished, or at least not reinforced. And through these consequences, the horse learns what we want from it and what we don't. By the way, this isn't something unnatural or something we humans invented. We just gave it a fancy scientific name. Horses learn from each other in exactly the same way. They're social animals, they're herd animals, as we know, and they need to learn how to behave in a group, because this is not instinct, this is not natural behavior falling from the sky, whatever. They have to learn how to behave in a group. Now, how does that work? Through consequences. A young horse that disrespectfully invades the personal space of a higher ranking horse might get a warning, and if it ignores it, the pinned ears, even a kick. And it learns, oh, that wasn't a good idea, better not do that again. On the other side, a horse that behaves socially appropriately gets left alone, can graze near the others, might even get groomed. Positive consequences. So this is how young horses learn how to behave in a group. Horses do this among themselves, just like dogs, and of course us humans too. Our child asks us politely for something, so they get what they want. But if the child screams at us and kicks our shin, then it would be a bad idea to give them what they want, because then they learn, ooh, screaming and kicking get rewarded, so I'll do that all the time now. This is obviously very simplified, but it's the basic principle behind operant conditioning. Rewards reinforce behavior patterns. So operant conditioning is completely natural, and horses are pros at learning from consequences. And we're just using that when we work with them. Now the question is, if we want to reinforce desired behavior, in other words, reward it, what do I do? And this is where it gets interesting, because not everything we humans think of as a reward is actually one for the horse. For a reward to really work, it has to be perceived by the horse as something positive, something desirable. Ideally, it activates the horse's intrinsic reward system. To understand what this means, we have to take a quick detour. The brain in horses, just like in us humans, has a built-in reward system. When we do something that's good for us, that helps us survive or gives us advantages, the brain releases neurotransmitters, dopamine, for example. That feels good. Dopamine is our feel-good hormone. That motivates us to repeat that behavior. That's why we enjoy eating, why getting likes on social media feels good, why learning or sports are fun when we're successful. Basically, why we enjoy spending time with our horses. It just releases dopamine and we feel good. Activities that activate our intrinsic reward system always feel good, and we therefore like doing them. And this is exactly the system we need to tap into if we really want to motivate our horse, because it's stronger than any external reward. So the chosen reward has to be something that the horse really wants, so it activates its reward system. Only then will it say, yes, I want that again. And only then will it happily repeat the behavior that led to that reward. And that brings us to the big question that's dividing the horse world. What is the right reward? On one side, we have the, let's call them, treat faction. They say food is the most natural and strongest motivator for a horse. Food is vital for survival. So tasty food, a piece of carrot, an apple, a special treat, is the perfect reward. It immediately activates the reward system. The horse knows exactly what it did, that it did something right. And it's highly motivated to keep going. Just like we reward ourselves with a piece of chocolate when we solved a particularly difficult task. Sounds logical. On the other side, we have the, let's call them, no treat faction. They say no. Treats are unnatural. They make horses pushy, cheeky, sometimes even nippy. The natural reward is what horses give each other. Social attention, like scratching the withers or a break in training, releasing pressure, the feeling of relaxation. And honestly, both sides are right, and both sides also have their disadvantages. Let's take a closer look. Let's start with the treats. What are the pros? Treats are an extremely clear, unambiguous reinforcer. The horse gets immediate feedback. That's exactly what was right. This, what you did now, that was right. This is what the treat basically tells the horse. Especially with clicker training or when learning new complex behaviors, this is worth its weight in gold. If I want to teach my horse a circus trick, for example, say leaning on a learning to stand on a pedestal or do a bow, then there's initially no reason at all for the horse to do that. That's just not something horses would naturally do. I need a strong motivator for that, and food is simply a very strong motivator. Treats are also great when building difficult behaviors. When the horse needs to learn to stand still for injections, for vet examinations, for uncomfortable procedures, for example, or in loading training, with treats I can work very precisely, confirming every small step in the right direction. So let's talk about our horse needs to learn how to board a trailer. So every time the hoof moves a bit into the loading ramp, the horse gets a reward. The hoof pulls back, nothing happens. The hoof moves forward again, reward. That's precise and a strong signal for the horse, forward is good. And another advantage, treats are understandable to every horse. Some horses don't particularly like being scratched or even touched. Some just aren't into that. It's the same with some people who find being touched rather unpleasant. For them, a hug doesn't trigger the intrinsic reward system, but rather the fight or flight reflex. But tasty food? Every horse understands food pretty much like every human does. So what are the cons of treats? Well, if you're not careful, you can actually create problems. Horses can learn to beg for treats, to push, to nose at pockets, or to bite at jackets. Some even get aggressive if the treats don't come fast enough. But, and this is important, that's not because of the treats themselves, but because of how you give them. If you consistently only feed for desired behavior and never for pushing or begging, you won't have that problem. That's why timing is such an important topic in learning behavior. And the mistake that's often made is that the horse shows a desired behavior and then we start fumbling for the treat in our pocket and the horse, gets kind of irritable and starts pushing us. And then finally we have the treat out of the pocket we feed the horse. So the horse didn't learn the initial movement, the initial behavior that we wanted to reward, but it learned, if I push them, I get the treat. So this is this mistake is basically on us. It's simply wrong timing that horses start to beg for treats or become aggressive for the treats. It's not the treats themselves. So learn your timing right and you don't have a problem with a horse. Another point is that with treats, you obviously need to plan a bit more. You have to have them with you. You have to make sure you're not feeding too much, that the horse doesn't get fat, and you need to make sure the treats are actually healthy. But we'll get to that in a moment. Now, to the other side first, what are the pros of natural rewards like scratching or breaks from work? First of all, it's actually natural. Horses scratch each other at the withers. That's social grooming. It strengthens the bonds. It lowers stress levels. And this has been shown in scientific studies that scratching each other's withers really lowers the stress level in horses. Mind you, scratching, not patting the neck, which is actually stress-inducing for horses. Think about that the next time you pat your horse's neck after a successful jump. This does not say, well done, but it basically tells the horse, I'll beat you up. So scratch the withers and don't beat the neck of your horse. When we scratch our horse at the withers, we're imitating the natural grooming behavior between horses. Many horses really enjoy this and it can actually work as a reward. Brakes are also a natural reward. When I'm working with my horse and it does something right, I release the pressure, I let it relax. The horse learns when I do the right thing, it gets comfortable, I can chill a bit. That's an important principle, especially in classical horse training. I build up pressure, for example, during riding, I press my leg into its side. The horse shows the desired behavior, it moves sideways away from the pressure, immediately followed by the release, the pressure release, that's the reward. The big advantage here, you always have a reward with you. You don't need pockets full of treats. You can reward anytime and you don't risk the horse getting too much food or becoming overweight. But what are the cons? Well, honestly, scratching isn't the best reinforcer for every situation. When learning complex new behaviors, it's often simply not strong enough and also really imprecise in timing. If I want to teach my horse to load and it moves its hoof onto the ramp, I'm just starting to scratch when the horse pulls the hoof back. Problem? Wrong behavior rewarded. And especially when I want my horse to learn something completely new, something it would never do otherwise, like stepping into this wobbly box on wheels, then scratching often just isn't enough motivation. And like I said, not every horse loves scratching. Some horses are relatively unimpressed by it. Then it's not a reward. Then it simply doesn't do anything at all. Brakes can also be tricky. That's a training technique often used in Western horse training to just give the horse a short break. That's kind of a pressure release as well. But if I take breaks too early or too often, the horse can learn that doing nothing or even running away gets rewarded. So you really need to know what you're doing in order for this to work. Now, where does all this leave us? I think the truth lies, as so often, somewhere in the middle. Both types of rewards have their place. It depends on what we're currently training and what situation we're in. If I want to teach my horse something new, something complex, something that needs a strong motivator, basic behaviors for young horses like haltering, giving hooves and stuff like that, training circus tricks, loading training, then treats are often the better choice. They're clear, they're strong, they motivate. When it comes to daily handling, things the horse already knows and that have become routine, like the adult horse haltering, picking out hooves, leading, standing still quietly while grooming, then scratching or a short break is perfectly sufficient. I don't need to pull out treats every single time because the horse has already learned that this is the desired behavior it is supposed to show. And I, of course, can also combine the two. Many people work in a way where they use treats when building a new behavior, and then once the behavior is solid, slowly reduce the treats and replace them more and more with scratching or with praise. Good boy! Well done! That can work really well because the desired behavior is already linked to the intrinsic reward system by starting the whole training with the treats. So when the horse is confirmed through praise that this was right now, the body releases its dopamine and the horse feels good. So the praise in this situation can be as well and as comforting and rewarding as a treat, but only if the horse has learned the link between behavior, the treat, and the intrinsic reward system first. Then you can slowly exchange the treat for praise. That works quite nicely. So you see, what's really important here, I need to know my horse. What motivates my horse? Does it like treats? Does it like scratching? Or is it maybe happiest when just left alone a bit? Every horse is different. You have to find out for your horse what works best in which situation. Now, one more important point when we're talking about treats is health. When I train with treats, I'm obviously giving my horse additional feed, and I need to keep that in mind. The good thing is you don't need much. A single carrot cut into really thin slices can provide rewards for at least 15 minutes of clicker training. It's not about the quantity, but about the frequency of the reward. Small, frequent rewards are much more effective than large, rare ones. Now, what can you feed? What should you feed? Obviously, things that are healthy. Carrots are great if you feed them in small amounts, like the one carrot in small slices. Apples too. Though, like with the carrots, be a bit careful with the sugar. Carrots and apples both contain a lot of sugar. That's why they're so rewarding. But both can be easily cut into small pieces, so you can reward for a long time with just one apple or one carrot. With store-bought treats, you should look closely. Hay cubes, for example, are healthy, but honestly, most horses don't find them particularly exciting. So they will take two or three and then they'll say, well, you know what, I just go and eat my hay because that tastes better than these funny hay cubes you treat me with. They're just not attractive enough to serve as a strong motivator. Better are things like biostickies. I'm a big fan of those. It's small pellets and they contain 90% hay and about 10% linseed. And most horses find them pretty tasty and motivating because of that. But you always have to experiment a bit until you find the right reward for your horse. What you should watch out for when you buy treats is not too much sugar, no starch, no artificial colors and flavoring. So if it says strawberry cream flavor or something like that on the package, you can already guess that these probably aren't the healthiest with ingredients like that. Horses don't need these flavors. The taste of fruit sugar like apple or carrot or of protein and fat like they come from the flaxseed in the biostickies is perfectly sufficient for them. And you should always keep in mind, if I train every day and use treats each time, that adds up. I have to factor that into the overall ration somehow, especially with those horses that, you know, tend toward becoming a bit too much horse for their own good. You need to be careful with the kind of treats you use. So what do we take away from all this? I think the most important thing is there's no one right answer. Treats aren't bad. Scratching isn't bad. Both are tools, and like with all tools, it depends on how you use them. If you work with treats, you have to be consistent. Only feed for desired behavior, never for pushing or begging. Use small amounts, pay attention to health. If you work with scratching and training breaks, you need to make sure the horse really perceives that as a reward, and you have to accept that it might not be enough for every training task. In my experience, it's best to combine both worlds. For difficult tasks, for things where I really need a strong motivator, I use treats. When my Spanish Mustang had to learn at some point that you put a halter on him, he didn't find that funny at all. He saw the halter, boom, giraffe in the barn. So we first practiced lowering the head and putting on the halter with treats. Lower the head, get a treat. Lower the head while looking at that evil halter, get a treat, and so on, step by step. But today, where he obviously can do that long since, so scratching or word of praise is enough. And really important, we should stop judging each other. The treat faction shouldn't look down on the non-treat faction and vice versa. In the end, we all want the same thing, a motivated, happy horse that enjoys working with us. And at the end of the day, that's what matters, no matter which method. If my horse enjoys learning, if its engagement with me means fun and feel good time, if it feels comfortable, then I'm doing something right. So try out what works best for you and your horse. Be open, be flexible, and most importantly, always be fair to your horse. Then nothing can really go wrong. So that's it for today. I hope you could take something away from this episode. For more information on learning behavior and clicker training, please check out our website www.zanoanimal.com. There's a lot of content on the topic. Thanks so much for joining me, and until next time.